Here is Naoko Komura. She's the program manager of the Wikipedia Usability Initiative.
Gracias. Buenas tardes. Thank you for being here. It's great to be here. So since the inception of Wikipedia in 2001, you created the wealth of knowledge for everyone on the planet. And Wikipedia itself now has 30 million articles in 266 languages. And it draws over 300 unique visitors every month. Everyone who's involved in its genesis is to be congratulated. However, we have challenges in front of us. The rate of growth is slowing down. Some say it's a natural stagnation. Some say new users are not welcomed. And one thing we know anecdotally is Wikipedia is not easy to edit. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. Oh, that was an extra. So I want to mention a few things about this logo. Actually, there was a usability initiative back in 2005 among Wikimedia communities. And this logo was created by Cookie Man and Standard for the usability project. And we wanted to continue using this logo because we wanted to carry the torch that was already lit back in 2005. This logo has philosophy behind it. The three petals represent the web of information. And the middle path is the clearest path. And that's what we're aiming for. We're aiming for the clearest path in editing Wikipedia. What we are trying to do is remove barriers in editing Wikipedia. We want to make the interface intuitive enough so that people don't have a hard time editing. We want to invite more people participating editing Wikipedia. We want to bring in subject matter expertise in public policies, health issues, science, arts, you name it. So I want to start introducing people behind this initiative. Eric is not here. He's responsible for making this project possible. Brian Bieber, whom we rely on heavily, he guides on technical advice and software architecture, and he spends his time generously with us. And Frank Schoenberg, he's giving a lot of talk about his experience with community, inviting new community who has subject matter expertise. The team, Paru Vora, she's a researcher and cognitive science scientist in Nature. And she brings in her experience in innovative design from Yahoo Design House. She wanted to be here today, but yes. Was there a question? Okay. She wanted to be here today, but her family convinced that being 7,000 miles away on the day before her wedding is not a good idea. She's getting married tomorrow. Trevor Pascal, a multi-talented software developer. He not only he's talented in software development, he has experience as a graphic interface designer and also usability experience. So Eric is there. I missed your introduction. That's Eric. Nimish Gautam, I forgot to mention. Trevor and his wife Melissa are expecting the second daughter as we speak. Nimish Gautam, who is in the audience, the most recent addition to the team, he's specialized in statistical analysis and also brings in linguistic skills. He speaks 10 languages, amazing. Ron Katu, who's also in the audience, He's a MediaWiki API specialist and also a computer science student in Netherlands. He studies in European time, and he works on the usability at the Pacific Standard Time. So I don't think he ever sleeps. Hannes Tank, our design intern, he worked on data visualization for his master's thesis last year using Wikipedia data. It was a still prototype state, and that's how we got in touch, and he did some intern for us for the past 3-4 months. Aaron Wright, a software developer volunteer, lawyer, and a co-founder of Armchair GM, which was later acquired by Wikia. So that's us. And you? You were part of the design and the development process from the very beginning, and you gave us a lot of feedback and comments, which we could change the course to the positive direction. And localization, Cbrand is now here, but amazing, 266 languages. We pushed lots of text, and it just came back within a week, and it was really great. And you tested the software on prototype and little hidden beta, and we got lots of bug report. I think we've over 100 bugs by now. So I'm going to talk about the findings from usability study as a next topic. So the process of usability study worked like this. We reached out to usability study firms, requested for proposals and quotes, and selected a local usability firm called Bob Peters. And we put out the central notice, it's a banner on the Wikipedia site, asking for participation. We received over 3,000 applications, and we narrowed it down to 15 study participants based on gender and age and their editing experience of Wikipedia. So I'd like to share what we learned. Love and respect. People love Wikipedia. Well, it's not new to you, but we were very excited to receive that kudo and love from in behalf of you. It's the first destination going, it's always the first after the search. And a lot of said it's the best thing happened on internet. And I believe so too. And a lot of people didn't want to put unverified data into Wikipedia. They wanted to make sure the quality and integrity remains the same. So they didn't want to do just take whatever they think they want to edit and put it in. So people have high respect on what's happening in Wikipedia and Wikimedia world. It's not that hard to learn wiki syntax in small doses, not on a full load. But so most users can type in edit dialog, and most users could do a bold and italic syntax once they're in the edit mode. But I want to make sure that I communicate to you that those usability study participants have already committed 1 hour of their time, and they have focused mind to do so. It's not like they're in the middle of day, we only have 5 minutes to correct typo and so forth. So they have this commitment to edit Wikipedia. So we need to discount what they say about wiki syntax is not that hard. I mean, it's not that hard, but it has to have certain attention to learn it. So I want to, so despite all the excitement, underlying sort of sentiment from usability participants was they're confused and lost, overwhelmed. Grace, a medical student, I call her Miss Clicker because she just types and clicks whatever she finds. And she was very fast to find the article, medical article she wanted to edit, but and she actually put her, because she has expertise in medicine, so she put the contents of the medical article. And then she got stuck because she couldn't see what the article was about. So what she did was she brought up another browser window and compared that as she types. So, and actually she's not the only one who did that. Probably 80% of the participants did something like that. So she said, it's really hard to see what I changed. Claudia, she has limited experience editing Wikipedia, and she has a knowledge of HTML. But, and she even brought her prepared data about her favorite film director. And she put the external link in, and she previewed it. And the syntax was not right, so it didn't appear properly. And then she thought someone, she said, did someone clean it up on me? And thinking that the observer of the study is doing the work behind her. And that was kind of interesting. Shrub, I called him Mr. Idealist because he said, well, why not, why isn't the interface like a blog? And after he found that it's not like blog, so he goes to help page and found enormous amount of help contents. And he said, no, I'm not going to read that. So, so it's, we wish it's that easy. Sean, the man of perseverance, we asked him to add a subsection to under one header, and he's a master's student in education, so he didn't want to admit that he can't figure out how to do it. He was self-blaming, and he said, I can do it, I can do it. And he spent like 10, 15 minutes, and it's just like, I can do it, but he couldn't do it. Mr. Shomas, he's, as you can see from his pictures, he's very frustrated. He was very deterred. I think his code says it all. I'm not a programmer, but I know the letter is PHP. And he wasn't the only one who implied editing editing experience as computer stuff or coding stuff. A lot of people felt it's a code. So in summary, confused and lost and overwhelmed, those are the sort of constant message from we learned from usability study. So I'm moving on to the solution part. So with the Bob Peters, the usability research firm, and Peru, interaction designers, they spent a lot of time sort of co-rewriting the quotes and sort of the expression they did and synthesized the what underlying problem is. And we spent 2 days brainstorming what would be the solutions, what would be the tactical solutions to make the usability improved in a quick way. So the first quadrant is cleaning navigation tools. What we mean by cleaning is removing the clutter. People just got confused because there's so much information on the page. And navigation, a lot of people had hard time finding edit tab. They couldn't tell if they're in article mode or if they're in discussion mode. And we wanted to make sure that navigation is simple and streamlined. And tools, although there is a toolbar in edit mode, people couldn't comprehend what it meant. And it had more than it needed. So I'll show you the screenshot in a couple slides. And in quadrant two, I forgot to mention, in quadrant one, we have two releases, one already released and another release coming up in a month or two. So those are, we call it low-hanging fruits, and we want to do that in a sort of quick way. And the second quadrant is sort of more complex. So what I mean by simplification is content folding. Wikia already has that sort of template management interface. You don't need to show daunting templates. You can, I mean, advanced users can expand it and edit and hide it for novice users. I mean, new users don't go into a template from day one. Differentiation, we don't know if we can do it in the timeline that we're given yet, but it's if the wiki syntax is little grayed out and the text is stand out, it helps sort of novice users to understand the text and sort of not ignore the wiki syntax, but sort of put the second sort of mindset on the wiki syntax. Streamlining. So save preview workflow, and there is a draft extension that would be useful to save, edit, and flag revision, which German Wikipedia has already adopted. So all that things need to be integrated and presented to the user in a simple, understandable way. So that's what we want to tackle in the next phase. You might have seen the name Acai. That's the release nickname. We use a tropical fruit as a nickname of the release. So A is a Acai release, B is a Babaco, and C is Citron. So Acai release went out in July, and that's the current beta that you see on the Wikipedia pages. So navigation, it's a little hard to see on this screen, but if you see the left-hand corner is page and discussion. So it's the both sides of the coin. We want to keep that together so that we can preserve the state, and actions, read, edit, view history as a sort of the synchronized action for each page in discussion. I have an expanded mode here of the drop-down menu. If you're admin, you'll see delete, move, protect, which is less frequently used action. We received a lot of feedback from you that watch needs to be more visible, so we're trying to find a way to make it more visible without adding a new tab, which is a challenge because like German language or like Russian language tend to have long width in letters. So if you have less than 800 by 600 resolutions, the tabs start collapsing, so it doesn't become usable. So we're trying to find a way to make it more visible without adding new tab. So this is a toolbar I mentioned. The top is the current toolbar, and this is the newly introduced toolbar. So we only show what we think minimally needed for new users. But you advanced users can expand this toolbar to see more formatting tools. We incorporated special characters into the toolbar so that we can remove the clutter from editing the bottom of the editing page, so that's be easy to access. And help. So users don't like to go to help, but once they're in help, they love cheat sheet. Everyone loves cheat sheet. And Wikia actually had a very nice extension called EditTip, and we got inspired by their design. So it's expanded, but it's scrollable, and you can see what you type is what you get. So I think this has been pretty well received. We also reorganized the search result, and a lot of users had a hard time finding the search result. So we wanted to make the relevant information on the top and sort of remove less frequently information. This is already enabled as a default for all Wikimedia projects. And the work was done by Robert Stojnik. He just found our mockup and ran with it, and just voila. So as I mentioned, those features are currently available as beta. If you go to Wikipedia page, you'll see a top link. I want to share the current retention rate. Among all Wikimedia projects, as of last Friday, 100,000 people enabled beta, and 70,000 people still remain to use beta. And so that's about 75%. There is a differentiation among languages. English retention rate is about 80%. German and Japanese are 60 to 65%. I think it's due to language-specific issues. When it comes to like RTL, like right-to-left languages, such Arabic languages, the retention rate drops dramatically because we continue to have browser issues with low resolution. So it has like three complex things to resolve at all same time. So we continue to address that. This is a little hard to see. I wanted to show the next release, the preview of next release. It's called Babaco. We'll be proposing new color palette. Don't be alarmed with the orange color. So we want to introduce visual navigation using orange color for the active pages. We'll be prototyping it and, you know, get your feedback, so don't take it just as a final. But a lot of, as I said earlier, the users lose the track of what they're doing. So we want to explore the way to communicate what page and what stage they're on. And the color coding for like blue and red links are still similar, but we use a little more subtle color. It doesn't, like, it's not like burning red, it's a little subtle red. We'll be introducing navigable table contents. During the usability study, we found like long article like San Francisco, people just get lost in a whole article. So by introducing this navigable table contents, users can jump to subheaders easily without being lost in a long article. We'll be introducing dialogue for links and also link suggest, which Ron is working on. And tables. So right now, table icons only gives like 3x5 tables, but this will give a user flexibility to create a new size dimension table. And also, is Michael in the audience? Michael, so we're working with Michael Day. We want to integrate Add Media Wizard, which allows user to query commons or like Flickr pictures from this dialogue. So Citron is the little far out release scheduled for early next year. Content folding is the major one, side-by-side preview, and syntax highlighting is what we are focusing on. So we get asked a lot, why not with Civic? Because, the short answer is not yet. It's not like we're not going to do it, but for the scope of this project, we want to apply the easy solutions that has impact right away. WYSIWYG still corrupts the data, so we can't just take the current rich text editor and put it in Wikipedia and cause the data corruption. Wikia had significant breakthrough a month ago converting all wikis to rich text editor except Star Wars, right, Angela? So we'd like to learn from their experience, but we need to have rigorous review process what can stay intact and what breaks so that we don't sort of introduce damage by improving the usability. So it's a very careful process. So if you haven't tried beta, please do. And we'll be collecting user feedback as well. And we need your help. Browser testing, feedback, translation, we really need your help. So I'd like you to get involved if you haven't. Thank you. And I heard Andrew is going to talk about Liquid Threads. What's the status of that, Ron? Okay. So I'm going to mention about a discussion forum, which our core development team is working on. I didn't mention that in a code run because it's already in the works. So it's making the discussion page more intuitive so that you can actually see what topic is being commented and discussed, and that's what Andrew, the core developer, is working on. Okay, all right.
Any time for questions? Question. If anybody has a question, hold your hand and I will give you the phone.
Oh, I forgot to mention there's a wiki site. So most of the links can be found in Visibility Wiki. Yes, Gerald?
Last opportunity.
Hi, first I want to say the new skin looks great, and so thank count you. Me in among the 75%. I guess this is a feature request, but one of the things I really like about WordPress and other blogging tools is they give you a whole big selection of skins. Mm. And MediaWiki historically has had very few options as far as the skin. So I was just wondering if there was any thought to that, some sort of official repository of skins at the very least, if not more than that.
Okay. How many do you consider as many?
Just by default, WordPress gives you dozens, I think.
Okay. I think MediaWiki gives how many? At least 10?
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, so to answer your question, from a usability perspective, we only have boundaries to evaluate one, because like a color palette and a navigation. But I think from MediaWiki perspective, I think new skin is welcome. You know, like more choices for users is empowering. So yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So quick question. Okay. Just curious, what kind of metrics you're using to evaluate the success of your releases?
Right. So we had first usability study back in March. We have another one coming up in September, and we have another wrap-up usability study in March. So that's the qualitative analysis of evaluation. We're working with Eric Zatt and on save and edit and save rate, and also the growth of new editors and number of edits. So we'll be looking at that as a sort of success matrix. Yes. Hi, Jack. Oh, okay. Gerald got the mic.
You need a thingy, you know. And I got it. So, and now I know again. Originally, you start off with doing the usability studies. You have actually people looking at this. Are you also doing similar things with the new stuff, and do you notice how much difference that makes?
I guess that's the same question as Mika asked. So we'll be doing repeated usability study. We have two more usability study in next 7 months, so we'll be looking at the qualitative and also quantitative metrics like save rates and editors less than 5 edits, and see how our changes has impact, and hopefully will have impact, yes.
Yes.
I guess Jack was next.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. What at WikiHow we track the save rates. People press edit, what percent actually successfully press save. I was just curious what Wikipedias are and whether you've been tracking that and whether have they been moving.
Right. Eric, could you answer that question?
will be in. You have to subtract the people that click on the red link. That's about half of the clicks. That's not meant to be become an edit after all. And then you have to make you have to separate previews from real submits, and so are, there are several filters that you can apply. Maybe you even have not. You should exclude all the saves that are for administrative purposes, because they are certainly not by newbies. So we want to have a clean ratio, and I'm working on that.
And there was a question up there.
Based on my experience doing workshop on writing Wikipedia, one of the thing that really scares new users are templates, especially the good-looking info box.
Right.
It usually stays on top, right? Mm-hmm. So when they start editing, they found it very scary. What are these? What should we do about that?
Right. So we had the same experience when we asked participant to edit info box for San Francisco. We asked the user to, you know, modify population and change it back. A lot of users couldn't even get to the number, and once they even get to the number, it was very difficult to understand what it is. And the content folding that I mentioned for next release is hopefully we're going to solve that. The templates will be collapsed so that you only see one liner for one template, and once you expand that, you have editing dialogue for templates. So that's what we're hoping to implement in fall and winter timeframe. Yeah.
So we have time for one, two, and maybe two more questions.
Okay.
My question is, if in the usability initiative,
yes.
Are you considering the accessibility issues? I mean in the sense of the barriers for persons with disabilities.
Right. So currently MediaWiki has shortcuts. I don't think it's been addressed as accessibility as an issue. So we're not doing anything to improve, but we are trying not to take it away. So like the current shortcut that's already available, we're trying to keep it. But the short answer is not enough accessibility addressing. But we like to pay attention, and if there are people who are expert in accessibility, we'd like to work with them. Yes, it's a good question.
Hi, I want to ask, can you please tell us a little bit more about your testing method? And
right.
Especially because I saw that your sample was mostly Americans, and
right.
Are you focusing on cultural diversity in some way?
Right. So we have 15 participants. 10 were invited into usability research lab in San Francisco, and 5 were sort of studied through WebEx method. We wanted to reach out to different continents. We couldn't do different language other than English because of our limitation of language knowledge. So we reached out to different part of the United States. We couldn't reach out to like Australia or UK, other English-speaking country, due to technical issues. Just the bandwidth didn't scale, and so unfortunately we couldn't do that. But that will be something that we'd like to consider in the next usability initiative round. Maybe if chapters can be involved in sort of creating language-specific usability study. I think that would be very interesting. I mean, that would be very valuable resource to have, yes.
So, okay. I have more questions regarding the issue with the complex template code. We have made very good experiences with the semantic forms extension
mm-hmm.
that Jaron has written, because
mm-hmm.
in a way, it all the ugliness of the template is exploited and results in a much more nicer user interface where people just fill out a form. And what is ugly in a template in text is an advantage when you put it into a UI
mm-hmm.
like that. Have you considered such solutions?
Yes, we're in discussion with Yaron. Okay. Yes, we like to create, but we like to separate semantic wiki and template management. But we are interested in more template management.
Right.
When we talk about semantic wiki, it's beyond the discussion of
usability. It could be separated.
It's really
UI and
Brian's
field
to evaluate. So yes, so content folding is something similar to what semantic wiki has in terms of interface, but it's important to separate those sort of
technology. Which is not a problem, I think, really.
Okay. Definitely.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay, last question.
I think we had all.
All right.
So Angela is going to host a birds of a feather on usability issues, so please stay on, and we have more discussion.